over yet. Ain't gonna quit.
No, never that.
No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter. I'm a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. It was 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Chris Skye was one of the first people to warn the public about the exact course that COVID tyranny would take. Perpetual mask mandates, lockdowns, vaccine mandates eventually turning into expanded permanent tyranny for the central government. Look.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive.
That was 3 years ago. Ever since then, Chris has been a hero for liberty. He's been a great friend of this program since the start. Chris Skye has been arrested multiple times for his work standing up for you against the spiritual and possibly literal son of Fidel Castro, Justin Trudeau. He's been arrested multiple times for marching against lockdowns, for refusing to comply with mask mandates. The Canadian government tried to imprison him on flimsy charges of threatening the Premier of Ontario, but they failed, and Chris was acquitted. Well, now Chris is threatening the Mayor of Toronto instead. Not with violence, mind you, but by running for the mayorship himself on a platform of bringing real liberty to the city. Chris is also standing against the sexualization of children, which is an even bigger problem in Canada than it is here, if you could possibly imagine that. But if you could believe it, Chris isn't just about stopping masks and molestation. He knows the nuts and bolts of running a city also. One of the biggest problems in Canada is exploding house prices thanks to a lack of construction and huge amounts of houses being bought up by foreign Chinese buyers. Well, it just so turns out, Chris has 2 decades, 20 years of experience as a property developer, and so he knows the housing market intimately and has a plan for slashing prices. In a country like Canada, of course, the fake, lying, communist media, the criminal press, will make you believe, of course, that Chris's bid is inevitably going to be a failure or a long shot. We don't think so. We think that if his message, if his platform is widely broadcast throughout the city of Toronto, there is absolutely not a candidate in the field that would stand a chance. And we're with him every step of the way. To that end, Chris Skye joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. That was absolutely fantastic intro. I don't even know what else I have to add to that.
Well, I mean, what do you have to add? The media is saying there's absolutely no way that this is going to happen. They're shutting you out everywhere. They are Donald Trumping you in Toronto.
Well, let's look at it this way. We all know that the government lies to us every day. We all know that the government funds the media. So we all know that the media lies to us every day. It's just like I said on that video. The government thinks that they're up here and we're all here. They're the rulers, we're the slaves. So they believe that I'm not one of them. I'm one of the people. I'm one of you. I'm the one that got arrested 26 times and beat 72 charges. So they don't want to let me in that club. They don't want a real representative of the people. So not only will the media run this psychological operation on you to make you believe that your vote for me is a wasted vote, so you just sit down and don't vote. Well, the media is also blacklisted any type of my advertising. I cannot advertise on the TV, the radio, buses, subways. Nobody will take my ads anywhere. They will not call back. I can throw money at them. They will not take it. The only thing we have are the lawn signs and social media. And people are even telling me city workers are taking down our lawn signs. This tells me they are scared. This tells me they are desperate. When the so-called front runner, Olivia Chow, had her grand opening and she had full media support, they had about 40 people show up. My office is about 5 minutes away from hers. We had no media coverage, a complete blackout, and we had over 2,000 people show up to our grand opening. We have real grassroots support. When I go and I'm putting up my lawn signs and I go and I do it myself along with all the other people doing it, I can't even put up a sign without people cheering as they drive by. I get entire baseball teams of 18-year-olds calling me saying they're going to vote for me. I am the first person that reaches the youth and will get them out to vote. My demographic is from age 18 to 100 plus. We have everybody who is disenfranchised that normally does not go out and vote. And that is 70% of the voters. We have now 1.9 million registered eligible voters in this election. And we believe that we have the support of 500,000 plus voters. And all they need to do is get out there and vote. And we will win a landslide victory. And our platform starts with fiscal responsibility. Getting rid of the waste, getting rid of the increasing size of government, using that extra money and putting it back into the communities. We will solve the housing crisis. I will streamline the zoning, development, and building process, saving the developers time and money, which will then be passed on to the consumers. To employ this incentive, the developers will then have to give the government a percentage of the units back, and we will create a rent-to-own program for low-income people or first-time home buyers that otherwise would never be able to own a home in the city of Toronto. We have a plan for the transit and the traffic. We have a plan for the food problem. We have a plan for the garbage problem. And our plans all will generate revenue for the city. All the other plans you hear of is all about raising your taxes, expanding the size of government, and expanding government control. And all you need to do to find out who the right person for the job is ask, what did these politicians do for you in the last 3 years? They voted to close, lock you down. They voted to close your business. They voted to put a mask on you. They voted to put a jab in your arm. They voted to ban you from traveling while exempting themselves from every one of these rules. And at the same time, they also voted to give themselves multiple raises while you and your family were at your most financially destitute. Meanwhile, I was out there fighting for you. I was out there telling you what they were going to do to you, telling you how it was going to affect your life, and most importantly, providing solutions to the problems that these politicians cause. I am not a politician. I am a representative of the people. I am a public servant. My phone number, my direct number, is right on my election signs back there. You can see it. Right there. So anybody that's driving around could call me 21 hours a day because I only sleep 3 hours a day. Nobody's as dedicated as I am. Nobody's as passionate as I am. Nobody has the knowledge that I have.
And nobody has sacrificed more than you have. How many times have you been chased down, put in handcuffs, had warrants, taken into custody, put into jail, subjected to forced masking while you were in jail? I mean, nobody has sacrificed that and continue every single time that you get out, despite the fact that they issue warrants, even though you show up for court. And then when you don't show up for court, it's because they say that they got the date wrong. And all of the times that they have tried to screw you over because they're afraid, they're scared to death because you are one of the people. People respond to you and they know that their lies are being exposed every time you open your mouth. And no matter how much jail time they threaten you with, and no matter how many times you're separated from your family, how many times your wife has been terrorized by these badge wearing, you know, Gestapo, you still come right back and you go right back out there in front of the cameras, in front of the crowds, grab any microphone or bullhorn that you can get your hands on and still continue to warn people that they are not living under a government that's representative of the people, but instead tyrants who have been overtaken by communism for the sole purpose of enriching and empowering themselves. You do it every single time.
Every day, all day. And that's why people respect me. That's why people understand me. That's why people relate to me. And most importantly, that's why everyone's going to vote for me. And we are going to create a revolution because we are going to show that there was intentional mismanagement for decades that was intentionally designed to cause you and your family hardships and take away your children's opportunities. We are going to flip the script. We are going to give the power back to the people. We are going to put it on a path of prosperity and opportunity for all. And we are going to protect the children from this ridiculous SOGI agenda. If people don't know what SOGI is, it's called sexual orientation and gender identity. And it is the reason why they now have drag queens performing actual strip shows where they literally strip off their clothes down to a thong and then do very scantily clad sexualized dances with their genitals literally popping out. And we're supposed to not only think this is okay, we're supposed to embrace it. We're supposed to bring our children there and allow our children to go and put a dollar bill in their G-string. And that's supposed to be inclusive. And if we don't go along with it, they're going to call you anti-gay. You're not anti-gay, you're anti-child grooming. I don't care if you're straight, gay, trans, keep that amongst adults. None of that belongs with children, period. And they are going hard on your children. We are seeing videos every day from Canadian schools that are absolutely ludicrous. And finally, the people are stepping up.
If you don't allow it, or even if you speak out against it, if you show up there to protest against it, you become a criminal. You could actually be taken to jail for doing the one thing that should be our most inherent duty, which is protecting our children. 100%. I mean, these people that are doing this are committing public acts of child molestation. It is pedophilia. They get off on waving their genitalia in front of kids because deep down, or even right out in the wide open, they fantasize about having sex with your kids. They are sick, deranged freak shows, and we should reopen insane asylums, not only here, but in Canada as well. All right, so I got to address the elephant in the room with about 3 minutes remaining here. It's no secret that here, despite, you know, Mike Lindell's tremendous efforts to get rid of electronic internet-connected voting machines, we have failed to do so in many places, even in the Sunshine State of Florida, where Ron DeSantis is supposed to be a real America First guy, by the way, over in Israel, signing bills, the anti-free speech bill for anti-Semitism. It's ridiculous. The guy is a phony and a fraud. So we can't get rid of these machines. It's no secret that, you know, between Smartmatic and Dominion, there are also offices located in Toronto. So how are you going to get around the cheating of the Marxist communists that have overtaken your city?
Well, it's great that you brought that up. First of all, I can verify that because it's a municipal election, not a provincial or federal, they will not be using Dominion voting machines. However, they did introduce mail-in ballots, and this is the first election in the history of elections in Canada, and I believe anywhere else, because it's a by-election where only the mayor is being contested. We now have an extra 300,000 new voters registered. Let me say that again. In the 2022 elections, there were 1.6 million registered voters. We got the numbers May 15th. Every candidate got them. We ran it through our election artificial intelligence software, and it took a week to do the analytics, and we got it back, and it showed us there are now 1.9 million registered voters, 300,000 newly registered voters, and every single one of them is now eligible for a mail-in voting ballot. So if we see a candidate who gets around 200,000 or 300,000 mail-in ballots, and it all happens to be these brand newly registered voters, that would be 100% guaranteed proof of voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, what's the justification for all these mail-in ballots? What are they saying? That this is for COVID? So people don't get sick?
Yes, because a lot of people don't want to go to the polling stations. A lot of people are worried the polling stations are going to be busy, or a lot of people are physically unable to get there because they don't have a car, or they're disabled or elderly, etc.
300,000 of them. Why? Okay, so of all of these disabled people who feel like the polls are going to be too busy and that they don't want to get COVID, why all of a sudden is it so important for them right now to vote in this election, but all of the previous ones, these 300,000 people have been complacent and apathetic about voting? Where are they coming from?
Normally, I have an answer for you on that one. I can't answer it because I don't know. Yeah. But it's a very good question.
The people are fake. That's why. They're not real people. They're setting up the fraud. We have to do everything that we can to combat against that. And so I will just say, if you are a Canadian viewing audience member, which we have a lot of people that watch this program in Canada, we've been very good to Canada. If you people there are in the Toronto area, we have to have you at these polling stations, at these polling places. You have to be watching. You have to be looking for the fraud.
We have already 85 registered scrutineers on my team.
Good.
Because every scrutineer has to be legally registered on a paper. They have to. They get an actual card that says they're a scrutineer, so they get special access to the stations. And so far, we already have 86 people registered to be our scrutineers. So that's how many volunteers we have. We literally have almost 600 volunteers in total, and 85 of them are scrutineers alone.
Yeah, that's called grassroots right there. One of the most intelligent, most well-spoken people that I believe that I've ever talked to and had the pleasure of knowing and then becoming friends with. A dear friend of this program, and I consider you to be a great friend personally. We're right behind you in this. We're right alongside of you in this. Anything that we can do to help you out, make sure. Chris Skye would make an amazing, amazing, amazing mayor in Toronto. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So over the last 4 years, The Chosen has become one of the most popular television shows in the entire world. The crowdfunded episodic series about Jesus and his disciples has been seen by more than 100 million people. We imagine many of you have seen it. And it stands out in a lot of ways. For one, it's the first episodic big-budget television presentation of a biblical story at all. It's the first time biblical programming has tried to compete with Netflix and HBO on even footing. It's also relatively popular with actual Christians instead of secularists, or it was anyways. But recently, a camera in use to film an upcoming episode of The Chosen was spotted with a tiny little pride flag attached to it. Yeah, a flag honoring the sin of Sodom. A flag named for the worst of the seven deadly sins put on a camera used to depict the life of Jesus Christ. Well, when called out for it, The Chosen's Twitter account said the show's crew have, quote, different beliefs or no belief at all, and that we will work with anyone on our show who helps us portray or honor the authentic Jesus, unquote. Well, other crew members were even less penitent. Multiple staff members released statements publicly saying that they stand with our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. That's far from the only Chosen mess that's going on, though. Bree Dale is the Rome correspondent for the Daily Wire. She has a Substack post that untangles a sickening knot of ambition and deception and greed while begging fans for money to crowdfund the series. It turns out the developers of The Chosen have made deals to enrich themselves and other wealthier investors. They've also done, you know, little things like, say, abandoning sick employees in foreign countries when they fall ill. Bree Dale has all the details on all of these stories, and she joins us now. Bree, thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
This is not what we probably would have liked to have heard regarding The Chosen or the people behind it.
And Stu, you know, what's really interesting is that Dallas Jenkins, the producer and director of The Chosen, has sent out emails to those on his email list saying that he and his wife are going to be sitting down and addressing these issues in what is anticipated to be a pretty long-winded vlog for his viewers on Sunday. And one of those areas that he is claiming that he's going to address is his deal, The Chosen's deal with Lionsgate, which has actually raised a lot of people's eyebrows. Many people thought that Angel Studios had exclusive rights to The Chosen. In fact, they have donated to Angel Studios and The Chosen. They've been involved with something called Pay It Forward, which was really about helping The Chosen get off the ground, kind of kickstarting originally and keeping the Chosen filming. At least that's what was presented to them. But in a lawsuit that I discovered, sadly, last year, a lawsuit that was filed by Angel Studios against now president of The Chosen, Brad Pelow, it details in, and this is in my Substack, it details some really bizarre wheels and deals by Brad Pelow, who is a Mormon, against his former employers. He was the chief distribution officer for Angel Studios prior to him leaving Angel Studios to work now with Dallas Jenkins and a team of people he brought with him. So really interesting stuff, including working with Angel Studios to obtain venture capital funding from GigaFund, which is Elon Musk's venture capital group, of over $47 million. And that happened 2 years ago. This, all the while, they're asking for donors, small-time donors, individuals like you and I, to help keep paying it forward, to keep the Chosen going.
It's shameful enough when you see somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene run an entire campaign and a fundraising event off, I'm going to identify rhinos, I'm going to expose rhinos, I'm going to tear down rhinos, I'm going to impeach Biden. She collects all this money, and then she in turn takes money from blue-collared, hardworking, middle-class Americans and then writes huge checks to the Kevin McCarthy-controlled NRCC. I mean, that's bad enough, but to grift off of Jesus Christ. I mean, the two most famous depictions of Jesus Christ in recent memory are Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ and then the depiction of Jesus that we see in The Chosen. I have to say, Bree, I don't think that Mel Gibson would have ever let something like this happen.
Right, and you have to start to wonder, looking at the SEC filings why it was that Angel Studios was able to obtain the $47 million in venture capital, for example, when their only real asset was The Chosen. And now what we've seen is a counter SEC filing that happened in April of this year by what we expect to be Brad Pelow. Based off of the lawsuit, it's very clear that Brad Pelow has been behind a lot of this. He's now the president of The Chosen. And this new SEC filing that happened in April shows that The Chosen is now completely breaking contract with they're terminating their contract with Angel Studios. And that's how we're starting to see what's going on with Lionsgate. So a lot of questions unanswered to donors. You would think transparency was the key. And to your point, Sue, when it comes to, you know, making money off of the name of Jesus, even now, Dallas Jenkins, in some of the videos he's posted this past week addressing the controversial flag situation, he has consistently used evangelical or Christian terminology. This mission, it's, you know, this is God driven, that this is, we are presenting the authentic Jesus, which I think that's, I mean, consider. The authentic Jesus is Jesus himself and also in scripture. So saying that he is presenting the authentic Jesus and then asking for paying it forward when none of this has been transparent and no one really knows up until my reporting, about this lawsuit that has taken place. It's a mess. And it does seem to show a pattern. Now you also mentioned, Stu, about leaving an employee behind. That individual has told me yesterday that they will be talking exclusively in the coming months about their what they were going through. And there is an outlet that is going to be covering that. That's not my outlet, but there is an outlet that has been covering a lot of these scandals with The Chosen that is likely going to get that exclusive. So, Stu, you know, it's looking like this is not over for The Chosen.
Preedel, thank you for all of your hard work. We certainly appreciate it. It's difficult to see this all happening. Like, who do you trust anymore? Even people who claim to be here for all of these righteous reasons. And with the, you know, with these people at The Chosen relying on the crutch of what they claim is, as Bree just said, the authentic Jesus, what do you think about how whip-braiding, table-flipping, pit-of-viper-stomping Jesus would think about Dallas Jenkins and his efforts to make cash on his holy name? We'll be right back. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. If you're struggling with swelling in your legs, ankles, or feet, you'll want to listen up. Maybe you're already drinking plenty of water. You've tried wearing the ugly compression socks. You've taken the ineffective water pills, and that's why still every day you look down and you see swollen, puffy, and deformed feet and ankles. Well, don't lose hope. New research shows that this common issue can easily be resolved by upping your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are proven to improve circulation while lowering inflammation in the body. That means it encourages blood and fluid to move more freely while reducing swelling and pain. Now, most people think fish oil is the way to go with omega-3s, but that's wrong. According to studies, krill oil is far superior for a few reasons. One of those reasons is krill is harvested from the pristine Antarctic Ocean where there's virtually no pollution. For a limited time right now, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Go to the research and buy them now while you can, $23 a bottle at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So this war in Ukraine continues to drag on. It's now Kevin McCarthy's war. His Republican majority Congress continues to fund these efforts in Ukraine. And with every day that it continues, more people die pointlessly. And the risks of an uncontrolled escalation grow even higher, of course. In the past week, there's been several major pieces of news. First, we may be seeing our first substantial offensive of the year as Ukraine has mounted attacks on Russian positions. But according to the Russians, these attacks were quickly routed with substantial losses to the Ukrainians. They're losing, just like we have been telling you they would lose the entire time. Second, the Washington Post has a new article reporting that all the way back in the summer of last year, the United States uncovered evidence of Ukraine plotting to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline that Russia used to supply Europe with natural gas. As you might remember, prior reporting by Seymour Hersh claimed that the pipeline's destruction was a joint operation between us, the United States, and Norway, but it's never been confirmed. And now we have the possibility that it was masterminded by Ukraine, acting without our explicit knowledge or permission. But if that's the case, if that's true, then that means Ukraine basically mounted a terrorist attack on our NATO allies, which means they've attacked NATO more than Russia itself has. But we don't exactly buy that story, and here's why. In fact, I'm going to go on record and tell you here first that Ukraine was not directly responsible for the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline. Nord Stream 2 may have been destroyed on Ukraine's behalf, but Ukraine did not do it. How do I know that? Well, I know that because the Washington Post says Ukraine did the Nord Stream terror bombing. Most normies will say, well, then it must be true, right? No, wrong. They're covering their asses. The Washington Post is a government-run rag. What's the number one rule in government? CYA, cover your ass. The Washington Post is CIA. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' grandfather, called Larry Geis, whom Bezos was raised by, was one of the first four hires at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, which was first called ARPA. So Jeff Bezos' grandpa, Larry, also supervised the hydrogen bomb and sub-launched ICBM at the Atomic Energy Commission, the AEC. Larry Geis was also very likely involved with illicitly procuring weapons-grade uranium for Israel in 1965. How do I know that? Well, that year, AEC inspectors found that about 300 pounds of weapons-grade uranium had just gone missing. Then, when Israel tested their first nuke in 1968, the CIA determined the material came from the NUMEC plant in Apollo, Pennsylvania. NUMEC is the Nuclear Materials and Equipment Corporation. Well, there is a ton of research and ass covering going on here by the academic community helping to explain away how United States nuclear secrets made their way to Israel. But anyway, NUMEC was the recipient of the first commercial license to manufacture weapons-grade uranium. Again, Grandpa Bezos was a director at the Atomic Energy Commission Division of Military Applications. So it's blatantly obvious that Grandpa Bezos was at the very minimum aware of, but most likely directly involved in, the operation to export U.S. military secrets to foreign nations that hadn't even existed for two decades. Grandpa Bezos, Larry Geis, would have had direct knowledge about NUMEC's application for a commercial license to make weapons-grade uranium for the only approved buyer of weapons-grade uranium, the United States military. It's common knowledge at this point. Everybody knows that factions within our CIA and military have been engaged in open warfare against the United States for decades. Our DOD and military-industrial complex have strongly pursued a policy of selling United States-produced war materials to countries whose interests do not align with the United States. Now Bezos, owner of the Washington Post and his PR mouthpiece, expect us to believe that little old Ukraine is guilty of blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's not the internationally minded war machine that desperately wants to drag us into war. No, it's Ukraine. That's bullshit. Zelensky, the fake president with the fake name with 13 Ys at the end of it this week, 14 next, who plays the piano with his penis, dressed in leather, and does homosexual dances with other people, was installed as the fake president of that fake country by our CIA in a violent coup in 2014. So is Zelensky going to follow orders and take the blame? So far, he's been silent. The pressure on him to confess will be immense, though. I'm sure I don't have to tell Vlad that he's only now just begun his sweaty struggle session with the CIA and Blinken's State Department. Beyond the cover-up of the DOD and CIA handoff of top-level war materials to nations in order to carry out terror attacks on U.S.-aligned NATO members, there's the news now from the south of Ukraine. The Kakhovka Dam, located on the Dnieper River that separates the Ukrainian and Russian-held areas of the south, has collapsed catastrophically. The collapse has drained a river reservoir about as large as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. Massive flooding has swept through southern Ukraine, devastating many towns, forcing thousands to evacuate. The Ukrainians are blaming the Russians, and of course the Russians are blaming the Ukrainians. There's some evidence, although, that the collapse may have genuinely just been an accident. But what's most likely? Well, last December, the Washington Post itself reported that the Ukrainians had trained for the possible destruction of that dam as a last resort. The flooding did more damage to Russia's side of the river than Ukraine's. The loss of the reservoir hurts the supply of fresh water to the Crimea, and supplying Crimea with water was one of Russia's major objectives when this war began. So I would say that we have a pretty good sense of how we lean on this one. It's more likely than the other options that Ukraine blew up its own dam. We still don't know for sure. That's part of what makes this conflict so idiotic. We have no idea what the hell is going on. We're picking sides between two countries that are both willing to use underhanded tactics. Both sides, even our ally, are willing to lie to us. For them, this is a blood feud where just about any tactic, any atrocity could be justified. Why are we getting involved? This is like being involved with an extremely ugly divorce case. For us, there's literally zero upside at all. Well, unless you think getting attacked with an atomic weapon is some sort of upside. Jackson Hinkle is a reporter and host of The Dive with Jackson Hinkle. He contributed to Tucker Carlson's show as a Ukraine war expert, and he joins us now with more on this. Jackson, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Can you break this down for us? Can you explain to the people who have been propaganda, cheer on Ukraine, fly the flag, go Zelensky. Can you explain exactly what's going on? We believe that we here in the United States, our military industrial complex, our CIA, our intelligence apparatus, we are the bad guys.
Yeah, you know, this is war and bad things happen during war. Whether or not this was an accident or on purpose, it was still Ukraine's fault at the end of the day. Why do I say that? Because Ukraine has been shelling the Kakhovka Dam for months and months and months now. It's almost every day I see another story about how Ukraine was shelling the dam, and it didn't get any coverage, not even by my own show, because this was just a daily occurrence. It's something that's been going on for months. But obviously the news now is that the Kakhovka Dam has been blown up. I believe it was probably a deliberate act of war. The reservoir has been drained. As you put it, most of the positions that have been flooded were on the eastern bank of the Dnieper River, which means Russians were hurt far more because that's where their troops were. The North Crimean River Canal is deprived of water from that reservoir, which means that Crimeans are going to be without water or trying to find new sources for their water, which is Russian-held territory. And to top it all off, the Ukrainians have been trying to commit sabotage attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is also held by the Russians, for months and months and months as well. They want to retake the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and now that this reservoir is emptied out, it's ripe for attack.
How much of this war that we see on the Fox News channel is real? I mean, what are the real intentions for both parties, both Ukraine and Russia, or is it manufactured again by our deep state and our State Department, our CIA?
Well, when Tucker Carlson was at Fox News, I'd say that he did a pretty good job. But now that you have CIA shills like Sean Hannity reporting on the day-to-day actions of this war, I'd say that it's a pretty fabricated outlook as to what's actually going on here. I mean, Russia is fighting for their civilization. They are fighting a nation that wanted to put nukes right on their border, NATO nukes right on their border. They are fighting just like they fought in World War II for everything that they know and love. And in World War II, they were 27 million people serious and committed to the goal of upholding their civilization. So I wouldn't doubt that they're any less serious right now. The Russians have the goal, of course, of denazification and demilitarization. Those were their stated goals. They want NATO out. They want the Nazis out. And I don't think they're going to stop this war or negotiate a peace deal without taking back all of the Kharkiv region in the northeast and connecting all the way to Odessa and Transnistria, which will landlock Ukraine. I don't see it happening. They've sacrificed so much, so many men, so many pieces of artillery and munitions that I feel as though that they're going to complete the job now.
Just in a sheer numbers game, how is it even possible that Ukraine would have any chance of winning this war at all? I mean, and advanced weaponry. I mean, this is a country that wasn't even a country until 1991, really. It's a construct. It's fake.
You're right. They are one of the highest NATO-trained and equipped militaries on the face of the planet. They're the second most expert military in all of Europe, second to Russia, of course. And they have dozens and dozens of countries that are emptying out their stockpiles for each and every Ukrainian civilian that's sent to the front line to go and fight. Ukraine is sending a lot of their men, young and old, to go and combat the Russians. They also are fighting for what they believe is their civilization and their country. So they have the spirit and the tenacity as well. But obviously, Russia is a military superpower. They have endless supplies of ammunition, artillery, missiles, so on and so forth, drones. And they have far more men. So the idea that Ukraine was going to be able to win this at any point was ludicrous to me. And even from the first days of the war, when people asked the question, how is this all going to end? I thought it was pretty clear that this was just going to end however Russia wanted it to end. I mean, there's always surprises in war and things can happen that we don't expect. But let's look at the numbers. It's pretty clear what's going on.
Are the Pentagon-operated U.S. taxpayer-funded weapons of biowarfare laboratories inside of Ukraine? Do they seem to be strategic targets for Vladimir Putin?
I think so. I mean, when the Russians initially went into Ukraine, those were some of the first locations that they seized, because those are Ukrainian government laboratories, yes, but they were doing U.S. operations inside of those laboratories. Russia and China have been accusing the United States of using these laboratories all over the world for doing biological warfare operations. And the Russians have actually turned up some proof of this. Of course, this has been ignored by the United Nations and international, you know, agencies that deal with this.
Yeah, as too has been the organ harvesting, the black market child organ harvesting that's been completely ignored. It's documented. We have shown videos here. I've shown them on my Twitter account. I mean, these people are disgusting Nazis committing war crimes, and yet Kevin McCarthy, the new Speaker of the House of Representatives, has the purse strings wide open to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, which I think you might agree is a deep state puppet state. That's all it is.
Yeah, Ukraine isn't even a country as far as I'm concerned now. Their sovereign government was toppled in a coup in 2014, as we all know. And when you lose your government that was democratically elected, you lose your sovereignty. It goes up in air. So if anything, I think Russia is trying to actually restore some sense of democracy to the country and help them elect a leader that the people actually want.
Great insight. You can catch more on The Dive with Jackson Hinkle. Jackson Hinkle, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So every sane person knows, it's common knowledge across the whole face of the planet, children were left almost totally unaffected by COVID-19. Their rate of sickness was so low that for months, researchers speculated that they were completely immune. Their death rate from the aerosolized bioweapon, the criminal press referred to as a novel coronavirus, was so low as to be practically non-existent. Only after puberty do people show the slightest vulnerability to the man-made chimeric genetic sequence from Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, which has never been isolated in the wild. So why is that? Well, one theory is that it could be related to COVID being a bioweapon aimed at depopulation instead of being some normal virus. Just the other day, we talked about the world's collapsing fertility rates. America is no exception to that trend. In the early 2000s, the average American woman had just over 2 children. By the late 2010s, it was below 1.9. Now, after COVID, fertility is collapsing sharply. Some of that is lifestyle choices, we assume, and COVID lockdowns, but a lot of this is full-blown infertility. According to the demonic people over at the World Health Organization, about 1 in 6 people experience infertility. That number keeps rising. So what could be driving it up recently? Well, there is the COVID shots that hundreds of millions of people were forced to take with their overloads of spike proteins, billions of people, actually. Even the regime admits that COVID itself is linked to infertility, so why wouldn't the vaccines for it have a similar effect? Evidence indicates that this is the case. You remember Dr. James Thorpe from Died Suddenly. Huge influx of stillbirths and infertility and complications with pregnancy. Spike proteins are messing with men's testosterone and even damaging women's ovaries as well. Dr. Jen Vandewater is with the Wellness Company, and she's an expert on the vaccine spike proteins, and she joins us now. Dr. Vandewater, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate you making the time for us.
Thanks, Stu. Happy to be back and sharing some more truth.
Yeah. So the spike protein continues to be brought up in mainstream conversation regarding this novel coronavirus and affecting the fertility of women, the sterility of men, reproduction in general. What can you tell us about this?
Correct. Yes, we definitely have seen spike shedding affecting. This is before we even had the injection. Spike shedding affecting women and their menstrual cycles. I had many women come up to me early on in 2020 and say they were noticing irregularities. I had women come up to me who had already gone through menopause, having some weird anomalies, and now we're seeing these strange happenings increase. And they've increased at a higher threshold. And I believe that's due to the injection, which When you get this injection, your body's now manufacturing the spike proteins. And if we actually stop and take a look at what's really happening here, especially when you look at men's reproductive health. So now we're looking at just men. For the men, you know, in the testes, it's highly full of ACE2 receptors. That's where there's a lot of it. And the spike protein attaches to that receptor to be able to drive the virus into the host cell for replication. So if you have an area of the body that has a high quantity of this ACE2 receptor, and now you've got the spike protein binding to it, this is affecting spermatogenesis, which is sperm production. So, and if you do get sperm production, are they healthy sperm? Are they going to be able to sustain for reproduction? You're going to have inflammation. So these are all leading to reproduction issues and infertility issues in men. I will say one thing that's important that people need to do right away is take the spike support we have at the wellness company, because you need to detox these spike proteins out of the body. And some of the ingredients in this product actually inhibit and bind to that receptor. So that ACE receptor, we have ingredients like dandelion root extract and black cumin seed oil that will bind so the spike protein doesn't bind to that ACE receptor. And then you've got natokinase. The natokinase will actually go around and decompose and degrade these spike proteins so your body can eliminate it. Selenium is included for inflammation. Green tea extract is a natural antioxidant. And then Irish sea moss helps to rebuild your body's tissues and areas that have been damaged due to these spike proteins.
Yeah, the entire criminal press, people who have the knowledge now, which we have to assume everybody has the information about Fort Detrick and University of North Carolina, as I mentioned in my lead up to our conversation. This was a man-made, chimerically engineered, gain-of-function weapon of biowarfare, aerosolized, put into water, put into the things that we consume, sprayed in the skies, subway attacks, all of these things. This was never about a respiratory virus or some contagious thing. Masking was completely fake. The arbitrary 6 feet apart was completely fake. They put our kids through a living hell. They took them out of school. They strapped them down with oxygen-inhibiting bacteria-ridden Sharia face muzzles in these classrooms, removing the smiles from their interaction with their peers and their teachers, facial expressions, all of that. It was detrimentally, irreparably, irreversibly damaging psychologically to our children. These people should be tried at Nuremberg, these people in the press, and they should be held accountable. And to account, I mean, the death penalty should be on the table for what they've done here. So this was never about respiratory, which means the weapon of biowarfare includes the fake virus that the press lied about in the very beginning. Event 201, we know that occurred in 2019. The Great Reset is real. It's not a conspiracy theory. All of this has been planned by the world global elites, and then the injectable bioweapon as well. So the weapon of biowarfare being COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, the unisolated imaginary thing that has never been captured in the wild, none of its 25 or more sequences, this is something that people were targeted with, right? This virus, the loss of taste and smell, the respiratory, the cough, all of the symptoms, the fever, the headache, ravenous headache, actually. And then there is the people who were injected. We know about what's happening with them. I mean, we have made that famous in films like Final Days and Died Suddenly. But then there's also the shedding that Pfizer admits is a real thing, not a conspiracy, not a phenomenon. I mean, this is a real thing, the shedding of the spike proteins that you're talking about. So are the people who were introduced to the inoculation of the virus, okay, the aerosolized bioweapon, at equal risk to the people who are being shed upon by those that are injected? And are both of those groups, you know, equally endangered as the people who actually stuck this thing into their arm, altering their DNA?
Yes, exactly. Everyone, right now we're living in a world where we're all encountering spike, whether you have the injection or not. So yes, whether it's through shedding, whether it's through having COVID, not being around someone shedding, but you're getting COVID, your body is manufacturing these spike proteins. When a person has not taken in the injection, your natural immunity can come to the rescue and help you and detoxify your body. It's always good to give your body the added help, especially during a time when you are sick and you are under stress. Your body could use a little boost in immunity. But for people that did succumb to this injection, their body's now manufacturing these spikes. At what rate, at what level? We don't know. We don't have that information. But it's important for these people to detoxify and stay on these supplements that we have, because we don't know what's coming. Especially, I really put it out there for women and men who are considering, you know, starting a family. They need to take the spike support for a few months to clear their body before they even begin trying.
Yeah. One thing I know is I will never, ever again trust a person in a white lab coat at one of these hospital systems in the Western medical industrial complex. They are all liars and frauds. They're killing people, and they know that they're doing it. The product that Dr. Vandewater is talking about can be found at spikeprotocol.com. Again, that's spikeprotocol.com. Thanks so much for being a friend of the show. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Happy. Thank you, Stu.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. One of my favorite guys on the face of the planet is Carlos Cortez. Neither one of us could have predicted what this was all going to turn into when he believed in the Stu Peters Show at the very beginning. He was our first sponsor. Made it possible for us to stay on the air, actually. But what he is really good at predicting is what's going to happen in the market, what's going to happen with your retirement accounts. And that's why he's helped so many people. That's why I get so many emails. So if you have not had a personal conversation with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, he's not one of these heavily advertised big banks, financial firms that's doing business with the communists. He's an independent fiduciary, and he has a moral compass that's upright. He has a faith and values that align with ours here, and he's just doing such a tremendous job for people. Call him in the office, 813-448-3446, or visit him online to book that appointment, CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. Anywhere in the country, Carlos Cortez can help you out. Regain control of your retirement, your financial investments. Know where you're investing. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 8 p.m., from the same place. Until then, God bless you.